Hello, this is 3 Minute Egghead, a podcast about research at UC Davis. This week, clocks and sunflowers.
Hiya, my name is Stacey Harmer. I'm a professor in plant biology at UC Davis, and we've been studying sunflower plants and how they track the sun and why. One thing that we discovered years ago in Arabidopsis was that there was a link between the clock and a hormone pathway called the auxin signaling pathway. And the auxin is a very, very important hormone for plants. It's actually essential for plant life. And we were very interested to find that the clock was regulating auxin signaling.
Why, she wondered, would you have a connection between a clock, which measures time, and the pathway that controls growth in response to the environment? Which brings us to sunflowers. Young sunflowers sweep from east to west every day as they grow. And at night, Harmer realized, they swing back to face east again.
So it anticipates the timing of dawn, and it anticipates the direction of dawn. And so that looked to me like a good reason to have a connection between the clock and a growth pathway. And then when the days and the nights are of approximately equal length, you can see the motion, the rate of movement is similar during the day and during at night. But around the summer solstice, you can see that the movement's a little bit slower during the day, and then it's faster at night. When the nights are short, the plant moves faster. Yeah, so it knows when dawn's going to happen. And so that is something you would expect to see for circadian-regulated processes.
Postdoc Hagop Atamian experimented with turning potted sunflowers around so they faced the wrong way in the morning, or staking them so they couldn't move.
They kind of respond a little bit to the sun during the day, but the arc of movement is much smaller here. It's like 5 or 6% rather than 25%. So he's really disrupted the way that they track the sun. There was a decrease in both leaf area and biomass of the plants.
When they moved the plants into a growth chamber with fixed overhead light, the plants kept moving for a few days, which Harmer calls clocky behavior. How does sunflowers do this? Atamian put ink dots on the stems and took time-lapse video.
The east side of the plant grows more than the west side during the day. We're really interested in understanding now, how do you get these differential growth patterns generated across the symmetrical stem?
The team found a number of genes that are at higher levels on the sunny side of the plant during the day, or on the other side at night. Harmer said that there appear to be two growth mechanisms at work. The first sets a basic rate of growth for the plant, based on available light. The second, controlled by the circadian clock and influenced by the direction of light, causes the stem to grow more on one side than another, and therefore sway east to west during the day.
The other question that we were wondering about is, well, why and how do plants face east when they're mature? So if you've seen the fields around Davis, you can see these plants are remarkable in their uniform eastward orientation.
As they mature, the sunflower's movement slows until they end up with their flowers facing east. Flowers facing east are warmer and attract more bees, they found, especially in the mornings.
This, I think, is the first example of showing clock modulation of growth in a natural environment and showing that that has important repercussions for the plant.
Thanks for listening to 3 Minute Egghead.